This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The man who is arguably the most powerful economic policymaker in the world, Ben Bernanke, is taking on an advisory role at the money management giant PIMCO. That group manages $1.6 trillion in assets for public and private retirement plans, among other customers. Investors have tended to run away from PIMCO following the ugly departure last year of Bill Gross, PIMCO's famous co-founder. Former Fed Chair Bernanke could help that firm burnish its forecasting credentials. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
Since Ben Bernanke retired from the Fed last year, he's been a full-time employee at the Brookings Institution. Jim Paulson is chief investment strategist at Wells Capital Management, a PIMCO competitor. He says Bernanke's tenure at the Fed was recent enough that he knows the personalities there well, and he could give PIMCO good insights into when officials will raise interest rates.
It'd be very important information flow for asset managers that are going to lay down bets on what the direction of interest rates is.
But Bernanke's advisory role at PIMCO makes Russell Campbell uncomfortable. He's the chief executive of Your Second Opinion, LLC, which consults with small asset management companies.
It raises sort of policy implications about who's influencing who and who has direct access. He can probably pick up the phone and call the president. There's only so many people that can do that.
Bernanke also has an advisory role at the hedge fund Citadel, LLC. He could not be reached for comment about his pay at either appointment. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.